Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang. I am Becca Tobin here with Kelty, Colleen.
Knight. Kelty Knight. Knight.
And Jack Vanek.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How's it going? It's late. We're recording this late.
It's late, honey.
Honey, it's late.
But I'm really excited about our guest today.
Oh my God, so excited. I am stoked.
Because sometimes, every once in a while, we get a guest that's like legitimately famous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like does cool shit.
I'm less concerned about the fame and just more concerned about it being a cool person.
Yeah. But like, this is a cool person.
She's both.
She's awesome.
She's both, which is cool.
Yeah. Love her.
Okay.
Sick.
I'm so freaking excited about my good week.
We have to but say know, it's
let
time
me intro
for.
It.
Okay.
And now it's time for
good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Okay, who would like to start?
I guess it's going to be Kelty.
Kelty would love to start. I have a new word for the dictionary, and it is so good, and it was sent to us by a lady ganger.
Was it? Did she tag me in the post?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Oh, there's some girl that had a new word.
It's not all
me.
About you, Jack.
But I'm just saying she tagged me and not you.
Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
Saltmate.
I think that... Okay.
Two people that have an unbreakable bond by being salty about the same things.
Oh, wow.
Example, Becca Tobin and I are total saltmates. Mic drop.
I love that.
It's good.
Saltmate.
Yeah.
Use it in a sentence.
I don't know if I have a saltmate.
I think we're saltmates.
We are literally our podcast is being saltmates.
It's true.
That's all we do is be salty about shit.
Pass the salt, salty mates.
Pass the salt. I love that.
Okay. My bad week. This is a little bit of a story. Sorry. So I was recently on a shoot and there is a gentleman who works at another show and he's a big guy. He's probably 6'1", huge broad shoulders, like he's a big man. And so what they do on these red carpets is essentially they print out like an 8x10 piece of paper and they write what outlet you're with and they lay them down the red carpet and that's your spot. And when the carpet's really tight, you really only have like your piece of paper plus maybe 2 inches on the other side before they go to the next person. So this guy could take up 6 spots if he wanted to. Right. He's a big dude. So I realized that I was going to interview Julia Roberts, which is like she's the kind of star you see once every 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, she's such a big movie star. She rarely does interviews. And I was like, this is an important interview for me. It's Julia freaking Roberts, you know? Even though she turned the Instagram comments on her Instagram off, which I think is kind of a douche move.
I love that.
You do?
I think it's amazing.
Why? For all of her Instagrams?
Yeah.
I think it's
I'd
great.
I'd probably do it.
Because I want to leave her a note.
She's
and I can't.
It.
Who cares? She doesn't want your note.
She doesn't know you. She's not going to read any of your
She doesn't
comments.
Need... I think it's actually...
Genius. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking of doing it. So just let me know.
Okay.
Well, anyway. So it's Julia Roberts. So I got there an hour before the carpet. She was... Not even before she was meant to arrive, like an hour before the carpet closed, and then she would probably be like 35 more minutes. But I was like, I got to go and get my spot. Mm-hmm. and save my spot and like get all my arm room and like take everything I can. So I literally crotched my piece of paper, you know, like stood over it, and I put myself in the power pose with both of my arms out, and I was like, this is my spot and I'm not moving. And I stood there for a freaking hour waiting for Julie Roberts. So then the person beside, I was number six. The person beside me is number five, doesn't show up. So then Big Man is number four. So he is not only have number four's spot, he has number five spot. So he has two spots now. Still two little tiny pieces of paper, but he has two spots. So I'm standing in my spot, So the stars start coming, but it's not Julia yet. It's like the stars that nobody wants to do, but you do just because they're in the movie or whatever. So while he's interviewing this like no-namer, he has his back to my elbow and he's literally pushing on me and keeps pushing at me like he's gonna like move, girl, move, girl. And I'm like, I'm not moving, because this is what happens. You get pushed out of your spot and you never get that space back. You never get that. I know this is like boring.
It sounds ruthless.
No, it's boring, you guys, but I'm just,
I'm just tired.
Okay. So anyway, so he finishes the interview and he turns around to me and he mansplained to me how to do my job.
Oh, God.
And he was like, you don't need to stand like that. And he's like, you don't need to stand like that. When I'm doing
like
an interview,
when you're pushing me
why
over,
don't you give me the room and then I'll walk out of your way when you're doing the interview. And I was like, well, because in the past, when, what happens is you back up and you back up three spaces and then I never get the space back. And I was like, and my show wants to be able to see me and Julia Roberts. And so this is an important interview and like I'll get in trouble if the shot's not right. And he was like, I mean, I've been doing this a long time and I've just never seen anyone just stand there like that. And I was like, I'm an Emmy winner. B, it's my spot. I can do whatever the f*** I want with it. And number three is I've been doing this a long time. So have I.
Yeah.
And I know that Julia Roberts is a really important interview to us. And I'm going to stand there in my freaking power pose.
Good for you.
And even though you're first of all, you know what? I want to mansplain you. You shouldn't have this job. You're too big. First of all, you're bigger than all the guys in Hollywood, so it's awkward because they all seem small next to you. And second of all, you take up too much space. You take up too much goddamn space on the red carpet. Don't you know the kind of people we need? Ryan Seacrest-sized people on the red carpet. You know what I mean? So you could fit in the carpet. I am so mad about this. So then I turn around and then the nice cameramen, they go, that was unacceptable what he said to you. He said, you guys, you really handled that well, because I just said, you know, it's my job and I have to do it the way I see fit.
Ooh.
But I walked away and I was like, I just got mansplained so bad. I know this was really long, but I just want to inspire all the girls out there. Stand your ground. Power pose your crotch over your number whenever you need to in life.
How is Julia?
She was amazing. People say she's kind of a nightmare, like a human. I never have gotten that. She's always been so nice to me. She's short. She's not going to stay around and visit with you.
Yeah. No.
She's not Chrissy Teigen.
Good for her.
You know, but she's, it's just one of those things where she's one of those movie stars, and this might just be the age that I'm at, but it's like when I see her, I'm like, I interview movie stars for a living.
Yeah, like, she's exciting.
You're like, whoa.
She's exciting because
and
you
it's
never
also...
see her, and she's so statuesque, and she has this like really incredible, like, pointy face. I don't know how to say it, but she's like just got angles. Like she's just beautiful.
She is gorgeous.
She's also like the mystique is there. I really appreciate that she's still mysterious.
And she's classic.
She's not everywhere. She's not trying to like build a brand and have a shoe line, do some makeup. Like, listen, I love some money and I love to hustle, but like there's also that really amazing like old school movie star thing where like thank God you're untouchable. There's no one left that's untouchable.
No. Yeah. And that's what still makes her really cool.
Yeah.
I love that about her. Anyway, okay, who's next?
I'll go. My good week is, so I just moved and I moved into a new neighborhood. There's like all these like cool restaurants around, whatever. But like there's nothing that's like, I love a rooftop restaurant on the water. That's like all I want to go to. And there's nothing around me like that except for a Cheesecake Factory that's like right by my apartment.
And Killer Shrimp.
And I'm scared of Killer Shrimp.
Why?
I don't know. It's
delicious.
Is it?
Yeah.
We've had that one time, but I don't know.
It's delicious.
There's something about it that scares me.
It shouldn't.
Wow, I should go there.
This is riveting.
I know, well, I told you my good week's terrible. But anyways, I'm like, I have all these like amazing restaurants to go to. Like, I'm not going to go to the damn Cheesecake Factory. But then in my mind, I renamed it and it's now called Pangea. And now I go there and have like a nice, relaxing
meal.
Why Pangea? Because they have everything that you could ever imagine there.
Oh my God.
You could have a cuisine from around the world.
It's true.
So it's basically like putting it all into one. So now it's called Pangea and it's my new favorite restaurant.
Because it's right on the water and it's beautiful.
Where is it?
Like right on the marina.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's Who knew? Yeah. Good for them for having such good real estate.
I know. And it's.
Well, they have the money because they're selling all this giant cheesesteaks.
Oh, delicious.
It's so good.
Delish.
I can't knock it. My bad week is everybody knows that I love Aperol. I post about them all the damn time on my Instagram. I give them so much free press. And I saw that they were sponsoring somebody that I follow that has a fraction of the followers that I have. And I am pissed about it.
Who are they sponsoring?
I can't say because then it's like talking shit on the girl.
It's not talking shit on her if you are just saying it should be you instead.
Well, it's like a fashion blogger girl.
Okay.
But she got sponsor me. I'll take it.
You're giving them the milk for free.
I'll take it for nothing.
You're not giving Julia Roberts.
You're giving them the milk for free. You can't do that.
But I thought if they saw me.
No, that's not how
it works. They saw me decked out in Aperol Spritz gear.
No.
Usually they're like, bingo. We have an influencer who's literally.
Saves us thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Like, thanks, girl.
Boop. 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 Can somebody from Aperol listen to our damn podcast? It makes me sad.
No, you're giving it. You shouldn't even
say
the name anymore.
They're going, ha, ha, ha.
They're like, ha, again, we got a free ad.
Why?
Again.
Another Aperol ad on the Lady Gang.
I hate Aperol.
You can't talk about the things that you love the most because you'll never get money from them.
Or you just talk about it once and then you let it go away.
It's true.
Yeah.
I just planted a seed recently for that.
Did you on the podcast?
Nope. Social media.
On Instagram?
Yeah, you'll never know.
You plant a seed.
Huh.
You plant a little... seed.
What's my new seed going to be?
Okay.
I love Becca. Whispering Angel wine, but I'm only going to say it once.
And now you're done. Hard to get.
I'm pretty sure they have Angelina Jolie.
I think so too, yeah.
No, that's Miraval.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, here's my good week. Somebody sent me a message, a Lady Gang listener, and when we've been talking about me and Jack having like good ideas when we smoke weed at night, she's like, it's called Hideas.
Oh, I love a
and
idea.
I will smoke weed at night and I will get the craziest ideas and I'll look at Zach and I'll tell him the idea and he's like, you're high. I'm like, no, I'm going to remember this tomorrow.
Can I tell you my high idea?
Yes,
idea
please.
From last night?
Yes, please.
I don't know where I saw it, but I'm like, I'm going to have a daughter and name her King.
Oh my God.
Isn't that bad?
I thought you were going to name your daughter Knight.
Well, I was thinking of Knight, and then I was like, wait, King is sick? And in my mind, that was the coolest idea I've, like, ever had in my entire life. But a girl.
It's weird that this is your...
ideas?
No.
Oh.
That you're talking about this, because this is leading into my bad week really well.
Okay.
Oh, great.
A segue, if
good
you will.
Transition.
Are you going to go with King before I move on?
I don't know who I'm going to have a baby with, so.
Great, cool.
TBD.
Well, a friend of mine recently told me, that there's a website where you plug in your astrological sign and your partner's astrological sign, and then it'll tell you the perfect baby for you, what astrological sign the baby should be, and then it gives you the window of when you should conceive.
Wow.
So you'd think that this is a good thing. But you know how I am with astrological signs. I really like, I invest. Like, I feel strongly about specific ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now it's like, not only do I have to like prep my body perfectly to like
get that
get
iron
pregnant,
baby. Yeah, yeah.
Now I have to make sure I'm conceiving.
Ugh.
Because there's also astrological signs that I love, but they're saying it's a bad match for me and Zach.
Shit.
It's hard enough to get pregnant as it is.
I know.
What kind of baby do we need to order up here? What baby do we need to order?
Let me tell you. Hold on. Okay. It's a really good website. Actually, I've told a lot of friends who are like starting to try. I'm not starting to try, but I'm like starting to think about trying. So it is Baby Central. It's.
You looking it up?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Baby Central.
Best Astro Baby Finder.
Ooh, the Astro Baby sounds fun.
It should be called Astro Baby, not Baby Central.
Yeah, are you finding it, Elena?
I see baby. I see at tarot.com.
Oh, God. Anyway,
that's it.
Well,
yeah. Okay. Anyways, it's really stressing me out.
So what months are you having the baby?
Well,
what sign?
What's your sign and what's...
Okay, so my sign is Capricorn and Zach's a Leo, and they're saying that our best
baby
is an Aries, which means I would have had to be pregnant gotten pregnant in June or July. So the ship has sailed.
So the pressure's off until next June or July.
So I got to wait until next June or July. But it's like,
keep
then
it cross, lady.
What if you don't then get
you wait
pregnant?
Again.
No, but then it's like you have one
then you're
window.
85.
Wait, your other babies are 4 stars.
The other babies are 4 stars, but it's not as strong as an Aries.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a stressful thing.
Well, now you can think about,
And all these assholes out there, they're probably listening to me being like, bitch, take a baby. Just a healthy baby. Get over your LA weirdness.
I know.
But it just, it's, you know.
Now you know you can never forget it.
That's the problem.
If you don't have an Aries baby,
your kid sucks, you'll be like,
you should have been an Aries.
You should have been an Aries. No, I wish I didn't know.
Yeah.
Don't go look on that
Ignorance
website.
Ignorance is bliss, bitch.
All right. Who's All right, coming?
We're about to get gorgeous.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Our guest today is a fellow Canadian. And for the past decade, she's become one of the biggest stars on social media. She's appeared on Project Runway All-Stars and the E! Celebrity Style Story. And she's been featured on other major YouTube celebrities' channels. She was also awarded the Logo TV Trailblazing Social Creator Award in 2014 for her advocacy work on behalf, oh my God, it's the end of the day, of the LGBT youth, and has used her internet celebrity status to bring awareness to transgender issues, the LGBT community, and anti-bullying. She also has her own documentary, and P.S., she happened to screen her own documentary with none other than Katy freaking Perry. No big deal. She's more famous than us. We can't believe she's here. Please welcome to Lady Gang, Gigi Gorgeous.
Hey.
Hi. Welcome.
That intro was everything.
I think the first time I ever, like, found out about you, I was, like, late to the game because I'm not cool, but was at Fashion Week, like, 2 or 3 years ago, and you were walking in the red dress, maybe?
Oh, yes.
And
we were filming the documentary, actually.
You
then.
Were?
Yep.
Oh, my God. And you came on the red carpet, and I was like, this is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life.
Like, it was such a moment. Like, they told me that I was going to be in a red dress, right?
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to be, like, a 50-pound chainmail.
Oh, my God.
Like, and they had,
and
like,
you had, like, a whole head
thing. Yeah, they gave me a headpiece, which, like, I wanted my hair down, but the artist backstage was like, we're going to do a slicked pony. And I was like, I feel about that. So, like, I just did it. But, yeah, it was super major. They gave me, like, the moment of the show.
It was insane. Awesome. So, first of all, for people who haven't seen the documentary, it's such a big deal. And the fact that, like, Katy Perry invited, remember when Katy Perry was doing that live stream?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They went on it together. I know we couldn't watch all 4 days of it. But what is it like to have your whole world out there, like, as a movie? You're so young.
It was crazy. For real. I've been, like you said, over, like, almost 10 years or, like, maybe over 10 years at this point. I don't know. I've lost count. Like, sharing my story from, like, high school, basically from when YouTube started, it's, like, a super different experience now. Like, I feel like I didn't know where to go or, like, all I could look at was, like, my comment section and my supporters. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have any other, like, you know, trailblazers or, like, guidance in my life. So I was just literally doing what my best friend and I thought was funny at the time in my bedroom or, like, on a random neighborhood street. So it was wild. But the documentary was, like, found footage that the director was like, we need all of this. And I was like, oh, my God, no, you can't have all of that. Like, that's way too personal. I've been keeping this aside just for me, like, my friends and family. But she was like, no, Barbara Koppel, she's, like, major AF. Love her. But she was like, we need everything. You need to hand it over to me, and we're going to do it at Sundance, you know? So I was like, okay.
No big deal.
No pressure.
Jesus.
Yeah, so we did it, and it turned out. Like, you saw the good, the bad, and the gorgeous, which I love. Yeah. And it just was a full tell-all documentary.
And we're, like, about to, I mean, I don't, listen, we don't have anywhere near the inspirational story you have, but we're about to, like, put our lives on television.
At all. Nothing compared to you.
And you're going
to
see, like, the good and the bad. Mostly
No gorgeous.
Oh, bitch.
And not much good.
What is that like? Like, any advice and what is it like for people to, like, know everything and your every move and just, like, be that kind of famous, you know?
It's so weird. And I also don't like the word, like, role model or famous. Yeah. It kind of, like, makes me cringe a little bit just because I'm just like, like, I'm just doing what, like, I know.
I'm and,
like,
yeah. I love being famous. And
you can take it from me, girl. It's pressure at the end of the day, and it's, like, scary, but it's, like, a lot of the time I feel like the way I stay grounded is, like, my friends, like, people telling me every day, like, you're not that special.
Yeah.
And my dad being, like, you know, from Canada. I grew up in Canada, in Toronto, like, in the suburbs. And I would go to the city to feel special, but then I would come home and it would just be like, you're not shit.
Yeah.
Like, just so you know, we're still having dinner every night.
I love that.
Kind of thing. Yeah. So it's just like, just having people around you and also just like letting it get to your head and also having a thick skin because people can say some really
mean
shit.
Oh, yeah.
And this was actually, I'll skip through because this is one of my questions.
Okay.
I was very interested when I was researching you coming on the show, and I was like looking, making sure I was up on everything. The Nike ad had just come out mm-hmm. with Colin Kaepernick, mm-hmm. and everyone is like very, you know, and then you posted one as well that was kind of the same as like a play on that.
Yes.
And then I assumed, oh my God, well, she has all these followers and everyone loves her. And I go in the comment section, I'm thinking like, oh, well, it's been 10 years. We're over like the hater people. But people are still being total dicks to you in yeah. the comments. We know who you are. Why are they coming on your page?
Wait, it was like, on your Instagram?
It was.
So yeah, it's like people are literally going out of their way to go to your Instagram just to talk shit.
You never, I mean, I never go out on anyone's social media or at all, like even text them legit at all to say something hurtful.
No.
The only time I go out of my day is to say something positive. Unless I'm just being, like, funny with a friend yeah. and we're yeah. just texting. But right, I'm not going to go on your page and leave some hate. Like, that's awful. You know what I mean? So I just it's just funny. But I think that makes it even more that important to yeah. really put that out there. And I think sometimes people just forget, you know? Sometimes people are, you know, new to my social media or me in general or right. any other trans girl. So it's like, let's just really bring this back to square one for a second yeah. and let you know where I started. Because if you didn't know, well, now you know.
Yeah, yeah.
right.
You know?
I love that. And for you, that for those of you, I mean, who don't follow you, even everyone does. But she basically said, like, they said you couldn't transform, just do it. And it was, like, just right. powerful. It was, like, that black and white image. And
love
it.
It's
really
cool. I thought
powerful.
That was fun. And yeah. you know what? There's, like, an app to make it.
Oh, there
so, like,
is?
Yeah, you insert one photo. And I
to
was,
make
like, no.
the Nike picture?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
You go to, like, Nike app generator or something.
Is it, like, an actual Nike, like, sponsored thing? Or
no.
is, like, somebody else made
I think it was, like, created after
to make all the
popular.
Memes. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was, like, I want a side-by-side of me before I transition and me after. So mm-hmm. I was, like, I went on my little Photoshop and I made it all myself, and I was like really proud of it. And aww. Then I checked it like 2 hours later, and I was like, yes,
people really that's saw cool. it. It hit me. I was like, it's amazing.
Well,
next
you.
Question: can I wear your ring the rest of the show?
Yeah, you can try it on. Actually, my fiance hates when I do this, and she's not here, so try it on.
Girl. This
so pretty.
Ring
let me see.
Is
I noticed
out too. Of. Control.
And do you want to see the cutest thing? My future mother-in-law got
oh
me this
God.
This ring from Dior. It says we.
Oh.
And she got me and Nat's one. So I put it next to the engagement ring just so people, that's... if they aren't sure, now they know.
Now they
I did
know.
Say yes.
Can you see that's that? Adorable.
That's so
I love that.
Oh.
Isn't it cute?
Cute.
It's insane.
Major.
It's a little big for you.
Only in the band size, honey. Only in the band size.
The ring
diamond
is great.
Is
the
right.
diamond's
the
right.
The diamond is right.
The
that
diamond's
is
always
one
right.
one of the most stunning engagement
it's
rings.
It's gorgeous.
I've ever seen. Congratulations,
you.
By the way.
I love it. It's all custom made, which makes it that much more
really?
Yes. I always like saying that because she put a lot of work into it. She's an artist, too. So.
I love
like
nice.
Giving credit where credit's due.
What's Katy Perry like?
Katy Perry has always been really, really sweet to me. And, you know, I feel like when you reach such a level of pop, you know, fame, yeah. you would think that someone would be a little bit cold or maybe, you know, not look you in the eyes as much and yeah. be like, mm-hmm. kind of just like a little bit, you
Vegan.
Know, like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, like you, yeah. Meet, you meet so many people. But really, she has always been so open to me and so real and like always like held my hand and looked in my eyes. And like, I feel like she's like channeling my energy.
Yeah.
Which like just it like brings you back to zero. But also that when I went on her her YouTube live stream, yeah. I had just hosted Gay Pride. And this was the last day of the weekend of me hosting Gay Pride. So I was lit.
Yeah.
Going from Gay Pride, I had to miss Erica Jane.
Oh.
Introducing Erica Jane. To go, I think it was downtown or something like that,
no.
where her like headquarters was, because it was
damn.
Like secret. And I showed up with me and my friends. I think the producer said, just you and wear pajamas. Because it's like an intimate movie,
yeah.
but me being in like party mode, and I just
you're
like finished.
Oh, I happen to have the secret friend.
Everybody come. And I'm with her best friend of like you know 15 years. His name is Marcus Molinari. He's a dear friend of mine. So I was like, it's fine, it's fine. We'll all go in. We go in. She's in pajamas and like a sleep mask.
That's
and
so funny.
I've never told anyone how embarrassed I was of that because I was just so mortified. And just seeing the look on her face being like, oh, this is what we're doing tonight. I've been on camera all day and this is what we're doing. I will never, ever live out that embarrassment.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Awful.
What do you think is your secret sauce? Your secret to success?
Ooh, I think maybe just being authentic. I think a lot of the time people like maybe a misconception about me is that I'm fake or... I put on a front of who I am, but I think that there's always highs and lows. I think a lot of people's social media, it's mm-hmm. always the highs.
Yeah, yeah. absolutely.
So I feel like just being authentic, like you know, being online for like 10 years now, I don't even feel like it's like being online because I meet so many people out in real life and they know like what I'm talking about and they can relate. So I feel like it's just like being out there.
Right.
Like, just, you know, like screw online for a second. It's just like, yeah, you're just like, it makes you like super raw, but also just like I feel like when people meet me, they're like, oh, you know, she isn't like faking this or trolling us on that or anything like that. Just like staying true to who I am in the moment because I can speak for that and no one else can.
What would you be doing if this hadn't become a career?
I feel like something within entertainment. I just find it so fascinating. Like maybe like a publicist or like.
Oh,
interesting. I don't really have very good style.
You don't seem mean enough to be a publicist. Oh, just kidding, everyone.
Oh, I would
publicist
be.
Is sitting right behind us.
And she's like the sweetest thing.
Yeah. A publicist, interesting.
Yeah, or like, I don't know, like a director. Like I've always been really into music videos. Mm-hmm. Like the one that killed me recently was Ariana Grande's God is a Woman.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh,
it's an amazing.
Oh, yeah. And also No Tears Left to Cry. Like, bitch, I'm sorry. No, have we seen those graphics in that moment for, what, 5 years now?
Yeah. It's crazy. It's
like, that's the shit I would want to create because I just love music videos.
Yeah.
Like, whenever me and my friends get drunk, like, literally the last thing we do at the end of the night, we're like, let's watch Britney Spears' Toxic.
Oh,
or, like, Jessica Simpson Irresistible.
Yeah.
Like, always go back to that.
Yes. I recently fell down a Jessica Simpson music video hole.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Like, that's solid gold. Like, pure gold.
What about Mandy Moore?
Oh, yeah. And to know that they were like 16, too.
You're children. Because we didn't realize how young they were when we were that young.
And they look old.
Yeah.
You know, they look grown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were.
It's such a gag. But it's down.
I love it.
Such a gag. Oh, my God. I'm stealing that.
Such a gag. It's so good. You want to vomit.
Vomit. Okay. I also want to ask you about some beauty stuff.
Sure.
Your beauty is on point. And I want to know. So here, the truth is when I had RuPaul on, I think that I asked him, what is the secret to the under eye concealer? And
he didn't want to share.
He did not want to give the thing. And then we
Then
we had Patrick Starr on, and I was like, tell me the secret for the under eye concealer. Also sort of a dodge.
Ooh.
Like he was like, you just bake. And I was like, I don't know what this is. So one of the things that you have is this like incredible under eye.
Also, you guys think?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh my
god.
Bats.
It is to the
really?
No bats.
Yes, oh, I have good. Not
the gag
slept today.
Is it's to the makes you want to wait, no, this is
it's
not
so
the right
good. It makes you want to vomit.
It's so good. It makes you want to vomit.
So what are you using? Like, can you tell us the products and like everything?
I will. I'll literally lay it down from waking up.
Lay it down because we've been disappointed in the past by other people that we've enjoyed their concealer.
We need to look like, not so tired. No.
I have no idea.
We're so bad at makeup.
Look at us right now. What is wrong with you?
Like you got a little concealer. Like, you guys would be lit. You guys don't have anything going on. Okay, let me break it down.
Okay.
So,
we have nothing going on.
Yeah.
We want to know what
you have
going on.
Under your eyes, like, you have nothing bad going on. Anyway. I digress. So when I wake up in the morning, usually I do like the cold under eye patches. Mm-hmm. If it's like really early, like I'd say before like 9 a.m., mm-hmm. I always do that, like just with like morning coffee. Mm-hmm. They say do like 10 minutes. Usually I leave them on for like an hour, mm-hmm. just like watch YouTube videos. Sometimes in the shower, I'll leave them on. But make sure they're ice cold because that like depuffs bags. But my go-to concealers right now are the Makeup Forever Full Cover, the Kat Von D. I think it's called Full Cover as well, and the It Cosmetics Bye Bye Under Eye, all of which you don't need much at all, at all, at all, at all. Like, literally one dollop, or maybe two if you want to be crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I did two today, and I just set it with, like, just a random powder. But, like, the coverage is there. So, like, especially in natural lighting, you'll just – there'll be nothing going on.
When you powder under the eye, though, how do you avoid the crepiness, or is it just me being an old white woman?
Girl, I'm right there with you. I feel like for me, I do all my face first. So I do like, I look up like the beauty, the makeup tutorial trick of like every beauty guru. I get the beauty sponge, my beauty blender, whatever, put it in the loose powder, look up, dab as close as you can to the eyeball, and then let it set for like 10 minutes or something, sweep it away. And then what I do is I put shadow under here because like when I smile, I get those, like, little lines, but I feel like if there's, like, little shadow marks, it kind of hides that a little bit, and it also makes your eyes look bigger.
Yeah.
So you're set, no creases, and your eyes look bigger, and the gradient is there because you did your face first.
No pun intended.
What is the eyeshadow situation you're using right now? Because it's
we're
very natural.
Your whole look.
I'm amazed. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm feeling,
Tell us everything.
Products, girl.
It's good. Damn it.
So I'm using the Dominique Christine, I believe it is, lemonade palette. There's this really, really great shade in there called Mango, which even if you have brown eyes, it can bring out the lightness in your eyes. Mm-hmm. It's like this yellow. It's like a mango shade. It's like a shade you wouldn't think to put on your eyes. Yeah. But if you put that in with a little brown, bitch, your eyes are instantly light.
Lemonade palette.
Lemonade palette, yeah.
Mango.
Need it.
Need.
Oh my God. I love it. Gag is up.
Yes.
Is she even using it properly?
No, she's not. But the gig is up. I love a good pun.
The gig is up. I do love the gig.
She doesn't know what she's saying half the time.
She has no idea.
You continue to put yourself out there in so many ways, and you continue to use your gorgeous powers for not only helping us with our under eye bags, but also for good. And so you have a really exciting new partnership you want to, you know, we want to tell all of our girls about. So talk to me about that.
Yes. So I was with Revlon last year, and that was amazing. And I've partnered with many brands before, and it's been a humongous blessing to me to partner with these brands. I never thought that I'd be like living like this or working like this at all, but to work with a brand like Crush XO, which just launched last month, has been insane to me because they not only deliver beauty and the products are lit. I'm wearing their little highlighter and blush right now.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it looks really amazing.
I love it too. It's so good. And the packaging is really cute too. It's like a teal. But they partner with charities. And when they came to me about representing their breast cancer side of their business, I was like, oh my God, I've been looking so long. I lost my mom when I was 19 to breast cancer. So forever I've been looking for a charity that just like fits with me.
Yeah.
And to combine beauty and breast cancer, like the charity in my mind, like I can't think of anything else I'd want to give back to, is just so special to me.
Wow.
And it's like all the education. We've been in so many meetings where they've taught me so much more than I ever knew about breast cancer. Like I'm like, I'm fine. I'm good. All my friends are good. We're young. But it's like not the truth, you know? 40% of breast cancer is diagnosed through self-prevention. So you always want to check and you always want to know what's up because if it's too late, you know, that's when you get in trouble. And it's you know, causes like Crush XO that really get it out there and make it not scary to talk about. And, you know, you can like look beautiful while doing it, which is
that's
the
awesome.
Good for you. Good for you. That's amazing. And even if you have little bitty titties, you got to check them out.
Totally. Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing when I go to the gyno and they do the breast exam. And I was like, what are you examining? My ribs? Like, this is so embarrassing right now. But I mean, you got to do it.
Totally.
You got to do it. Okay. We have a game for you.
Okay, down.
Do you like a game?
Love.
This game is called, we might have to rename it, Gorgeous or Gunk.
Do you like it? Is it really called Gorgeous?
It's Gorgeous or Gross.
Yeah. I came up with Gorgeous or Gunk. They don't like the names of my games.
Why?
Gorgeous. Well, gunk, or, like out of all the G words you could think of.
I know. Gross is better. I'm crossing it out. I'm putting gross. Okay. Because you're our special guest today, we've made a game based on you called Gorgeous or Gross. So I'm going to, basically, I went into the Lady Gang Facebook group and I asked them what the most like crazy,
annoying trends are.
Trends that they're like, they either love or hate trends. So we're going to vote on them. But really the only
polarizing
vote that matters,
trends.
Polarizing trends. Thank you, Jack Vanek.
You better work.
Thank you, Jacqueline Vanek. Basically, the only vote that matters is your vote, but we're all going to vote just for fun.
Okay,
but
let's
really,
do
people
it.
Are tuning in to just see what you have to say.
What you they have don't to give say. A shit.
All right, well, maybe we'll all match, though.
I hope so. Like,
I love a rebuttal, a debate.
I have pretty bad taste, so I'm not sure. Here we go. Gorgeous or gross? The neon trend.
Gross.
Clothing?
Yeah, like everyone's like, people leave.
Is that a trend that's happening right now?
Everyone's doing neon.
Like clothing or lifestyle? Like the neon sign I see right above?
No.
Mm-mm.
Clothing.
We like neon sign.
Like a clothing. Like I'm going to wear a neon green dress. Or I'm going to wear like.
I'm going to go gross.
It depends on what it is. I'd wear a neon bathing suit, but I wouldn't wear a neon like mini dress.
Okay.
I would say gorge.
Hold on. Don't help her.
Okay.
You need to vote, Jack.
Gross.
Thank you.
Gross.
I would say gorge. I mean, Kim just wore this really sickening neon pink dress.
Right. Oh, yeah. I like
and
a
also,
neon pink.
I loved when Louis, like back in the day, was it like what, 2009, 2008, where they did that like spray paint neon green
the
on the duffel bags.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sick. I didn't own one, but and neon nails. I'm down. Neon
I can't pull off any of these things. So gross for me, gorgeous for anybody else.
You better work.
That's my caveat.
It's a gross for me, and I don't know.
You're not into it, huh?
I'm just not into it. I like a serious color. I'm a serious
like
business
a red.
Woman. I'm
I
like,
love a red.
I like a primary color.
Okay.
I did love
her
Kim's
color is
hot
yellow.
Pink dress.
But Kim looked amazing.
So, that was one of her best looks. Like, her body,
it looks
insane.
So good.
Her hair. Like, it's all.
And she's so nice.
She's the nicest.
Every time we talk about her on the podcast, I need to just bring that up again.
She's so nice because you would never. She's the nicest person. People would never expect that.
People give her such a rap, like, where she's like a dick.
Because she's so pretty.
She's so pretty and she's so famous. And
so
she's
famous.
So rich.
Just a mega superstar.
Yeah, right.
But so she's like really bitch. A sweet person. Okay.
She's like, sweet.
Yeah. Next. Bike shorts as outfit.
Ooh, another Kim staple, right? She's been doing that for years.
I mean, I didn't just go on Kim's Instagram. I did try to, like, think about this.
But that's also where trends come from now.
Jack, totally. I think I've seen you wear these.
I have worn a bike short.
Gigi, is that what you're giving it?
No, it's gorgeous or gross.
Oh, I thought
not
it was
Gigi.
A Gigi or gross.
Gigi has nothing
Gigi
to do with it.
Oh, my God, cool. I love that.
I'm giving it a Gigi.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to say gross. I never do that.
No.
I don't know if my body's right for it.
I don't think anyone's body's right for
Maybe
it.
Maybe you just have, like, a big ass.
No.
I think... I don't want to see that.
Oops.
Gross.
Yeah, maybe if they were like Yeezy, then I'd maybe try them.
Mine were from Amazon.
You're a label whore.
Like maybe, right? But probably still not.
You're
I'd probably
one of those
be like,
people.
No. Imagine this is at Target, okay? It's not Louis Vuitton. It's not Kim wearing
Are
it.
Are we talking just... short or like knee level?
Knee.
I'm
knee.
Talking the long ones.
Like above
that going
knee.
Above the
like
knee.
Like Toltarian? Toltarian?
What?
Utilitarian?
Utilitarian.
You are on a roll today.
It's amazing.
You're on a roll.
I am an Emmy-winning journalist. And good night.
Good night.
I'm so embarrassed for myself. Okay, so wait, I'm voting gross.
I'm gonna do gross too.
Gross.
She's going Gigi. Gigi.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
I'm born and I can't say gross. They're
you
on my
can.
Instagram.
Hypocrite.
Hypocrite. Okay.
Gorgeous. Gorge.
Oh my God.
Tiny sun. The sunglasses.
You don't even know what I'm saying.
Yes, sunglasses. Yes, I do. I have the layout right in front of me.
Oh,
oh my God, I do too.
Tiny sunglasses.
I'm an gross.
Gross.
I'm going to say gross too, just because I can't wear them.
I look like
but
a
who can?
Mr. Potato Head has like a little
it's
small
bad.
Microscopic sunglasses.
Someone
on.
Was recently wearing them.
Nobody
like
looks
Bella good. Hadid or like
Everyone
Kendall Jenner.
Even they look Nobody like
Nobody. Somebody.
Like the supermodels
yeah.
of the world.
They still
yeah,
look
that's
dumb.
It.
They look dumb.
They're
the
dumb.
Most
they
beautiful
gorge.
Women in the world. It's not for me.
They're going to look back and be like, oh, God.
They're going to look back at how I used to dress like Courtney Love, and I was like, I'm so cool. And you're like, that's actually just a dirty slip and a flannel shirt.
You know what's funny?
I love that.
Is Sarah Michelle Gellar on her Instagram, she'll do side-by-sides of her in, like, the 90s wearing her, like,
and
full denim. And then, like, Kendall and Kylie Jenner.
No.
And she'll be like... Do they know that if they die today, this is going to be their ghost outfit forever? Like, something hilarious. You have to go see it.
That's
she
amazing.
Trolls all the young
she,
girls.
Yeah, because she was, like,
she
around.
Fashion
she started
icon.
It.
She was the person who started it.
Okay.
That is so
it's so good.
That is good.
It's a gross for me, too, mostly because I have small eyes, and, like, how dare you fashionize the actual proper size of sunglasses I should be wearing.
Yeah.
I will wear the biggest frames I can until the day
like
I
Rachel
die.
Like Rachel
Zoe. Yeah, I want to hide my face.
Yes,
that's the purpose of a sunglass.
Sometimes... Totally. Okay, I have a question.
Sometimes what?
Yeah.
At what point at the airport do you put your sunglasses on? You're famous.
I never wear sunglasses. I can't really see behind sunglasses.
Thank you.
Like, no one can. Because like, she's actually using them for the reason yeah. that she
I'm
needs
like,
to.
Am I going to like, run into something, which would be even more awful?
Exactly. When just, do you, Kelty?
Yeah, just, when do you?
Just, while she's on the plane.
Just checking.
You wear them in the airport? Indoors.
Like you're a celebrity?
Well, sometimes you get on off an overnight flight.
Oh, yeah.
And
you
you're
need
exhausted.
To.
Your eyes are puffy. You have last night's eye makeup on. You want to put your sunglass on when they, you know, it's abrasive when you land and then they flip up the things and all of a sudden it's daylight.
Oh, my
I know.
God.
I hate Kelty, that.
No.
I hate that so much.
So you put your sunglasses on. I know everyone's judging me. It's fine. Fanny pack.
Ooh. Ooh good
I
one.
Love a fanny pack. I love
okay,
a fanny pack.
I'm going to say.
Can you vote properly, please?
Gorgeous.
Or if you really
Gigi.
Love it.
Gigi.
Gigi.
I'm going to say Gigi, except for I hate how everybody's wearing them over their shoulders.
I know.
Oh, like Supreme
yes.
ones.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't
like yeah, wear it how it's supposed to be
But I'm only
worn.
Just like bitter because I'm too old to do that.
You
even
can't
if
do
I
that.
Wanted to,
I know.
Yeah, I don't. I've never done it, but it looks really dope on a lot of
the
people.
The kids do look cool.
The kids do look cool. That's
really
half the things. I'm like, I kind of want
to
wear this. But
I
I'm
would
31.
Love to. I went on that wine safari in Malibu, and this girl hops off the Jeep or whatever. She's in a bike short,
oh,
a crop
fuck.
Top, and across the body like fanny pack, and she looked really cute.
I could see myself wearing that.
Like, me too.
Damn
like
it.
Socks and sneaks.
Yeah.
That's what she was in.
Ooh, and the small glasses.
Oh, okay.
No, there were no small glasses.
And the neon lip.
Too far. Too far.
It was all black.
Take it back.
Once you had your small sunglasses, you know you went
she
too far.
Great.
Went too far.
She worked it.
Okay. Fanny pack is a GG for me. I love it, and it works. It's proven.
It's functional.
It is functional. You need your stuff. It's right there.
Yeah, but you need your hands.
But so is a purse.
No,
but your purse is like, if you need both your arms to move it around.
Cross body. Yeah. No. After a long day.
Backpack.
You get that little.
Oh, totally.
Just a little sore.
And they're making. Especially if it's metal chain Chanel.
You poor thing.
When I'm carrying my shopping, they just hurt me. Okay, scrunchies.
Ooh.
I have one in my head, so Gigi.
Yes.
I like a scrunchie, Gigi.
Me too. Gigi.
It's a gorge for me.
What, can you imagine?
Can you vote on Gigi on
it's
yourself?
A Gigi. It's a Gigi from Gigi.
Gorge.
Okay, chokers.
Ooh, Gigi.
Gigi.
Gigi. I will discriminate against some chokers, but if we're having to like do an overall, I'm going to give it a Gigi.
I love a choker.
Some I'm not into.
Like what kind are you not into?
I don't like any kind of like, it has to be very delicate.
Like, yeah, you don't like a thick choker.
I don't like a thick, and I don't like for it to be any kind of fabric. It needs to be like metal. It can't be like a leather or
I have a leather choker.
Because then it's like kinky a little bit.
And it's like when we wore those like, remember those?
Yeah.
The stringy ones?
Yeah, the tattoo ones.
Yes.
Yes.
And I just, it reminds me of that too much. And
I like my leather choker.
It's a gross for me.
Really?
Because I have a double chin and I could never wear a choker. It would just really bring my waddle out.
Oh.
She sent us a photo of Betty White at the Emmys.
Oh my
and was
God,
like, Betty White is 96 and we share the same waddle.
Oh my God.
We do, but I'm taking care of it. This
Not
fall.
Coming for a legend.
She
did sort of. She was dissing herself.
I was dissing myself.
No, I die. That's everything.
Because she was like talking on stage, and I was like, "Oh, you can see like a little bit of her chin underneath her chin," and I was like, "That's exactly what you see when I talk on
camera."
You
don't even have that though.
Thank you.
That's like a complex.
I give you a GG. I give you a GG.
Okay, denim on denim. Last one.
GG.
Ooh.
Gigi.
I love it.
I think it's a Gigi too. Why not?
Oh yeah, yes.
Oh,
she's doing
someone
it.
Someone here wearing that.
I love a denim on denim.
I love a Canadian tuxedo.
Oh, yes. Yep. Where I'm from.
Do Canadians get offended when we refer to it as a Canadian tuxedo?
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know if I've... Well, I don't get offended, but I don't know if I've ever been around one when referred to as that.
I know.
I feel like that's more of like a TV joke or something.
Yeah, it's like a joke people made.
What,
yeah.
Canadian tuxedo?
I grew up on the prairies where everyone is literally wearing denim on denim.
It's so like that, functional,
so
right?
So that wheat doesn't like get in their shirt and make them itchy. You know,
yeah.
Sorry to punch the mic. I love a denim on denim.
Me too. And like overalls.
Ugh.
Oh, I'm so down for an overall.
I love an overall.
Things that people make fun of us about for being
Oh my God.
For being Canada.
For being Canadian aren't actual things that happen in Canada.
No.
Like people say A, but they don't go, how you doing, A?
I have to say, yes, they do.
Yeah,
Some of them do.
Definitely heard
I have shot two movies in Canada. First of all, let me preface your word.
right.
With the fact that I love a Canadian.
Yeah.
I love a Canadian.
They're so nice.
They're
right?
The nicest humans.
They're such Gigi's.
But
oh my God, I'm done.
They're Gigi's. Actually, they're like the opposite of Gigi's. It's like literally like these big burly men. But they're the nicest humans, and they do say a lot.
They do, and they go like a boot, and like even I'll notice my brother and my cousin were in town like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, my God, are you guys doing that on purpose?
Like I forgot.
No, they really. They just do that.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
Were you Toronto like in the city?
I was right outside of the suburbs, but I lived in the city for a while, but it's like the same thing. It was like 15 minutes away.
I
feel like I never really sounded too Canadian, but like I'll watch videos back like long ago and I'm like, ooh. You're borderline.
That's cute.
Borderline. Okay. Well, now we figured out the fashion trends. We figured out,
figured out that everything.
We Gigi.
Yes.
And when we come back, Gigi's going to fix your life.
Hey, ladies!
Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
And we're back. So this part of our podcast is called Ask the Lady Gang, and we have our listeners writing questions, and we try to give them somewhat good advice.
Terrible advice.
Amazing.
It's questionable
advice. It's questionable advice.
Yeah.
I can't believe how long this question is.
Okay. Oh, my God. Jack, read the note I put you right here.
Font. It's not that long.
Can you read the title and the note I gave you?
Miss M.
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but this is long, but you need all the details. Okay.
Jack. This is long, but you need all the details. Jack.
I see it, Kelty.
Give me a memo.
Okay. First question.
You can follow along. Right
okay, I'm down.
I had a bridesmaid dress shopping day planned in April with a friend. She was 2 hours late to the appointment.
There was eight people coming. I shortened it already. eight people were
Do you want to just tell us what happened?
No, Jack.
Were you there?
It was
is it you?
Okay, this girl had a bridesmaid's dress shopping appointment, probably with her bridesmaids.
Eight bridesmaids.
And one of the girls was 2 hours late to the appointment.
Yeah.
She couldn't make it because she was too hungover. Oops. I laughed it off and I sent her the different designs of the dresses and told her the color was a special order just to make sure she ordered the one that she wanted in time. 2 months later, via text, I find out she still hasn't ordered it. I asked if everything was okay and if she had any trouble purchasing the dress, and she responded, no. I've been busy and will order it soon. Now it's July. By this time, the original dress can't come in time for my September wedding. I then send her 5 more options that will match good enough. I still wanted her in the wedding, even though she didn't match the perfect dress. And the dresses are cheaper, $50 to $70. I never get a response. Nothing at all. My bachelorette party is in Nashville. And guess what? She lives in Nashville. That weekend comes and goes, and it's like she's disappeared. So she ghosted her friend.
Ooh.
She's posting on her Facebook, but doesn't like a picture of the trip or send a text. I obviously know she's not going to be in the wedding at this point. I didn't send her an invitation, but do I reach out to her? Was it a total bitch move to not invite her to it? Help.
That's hard.
This is real life.
Yes.
This is the stuff people do. It's so weird.
Wait, are you having bridesmaids?
I am.
How many?
75.
Yeah, 1,001.
Oh my God.
I would have cut her. I honestly would have cut her. Honestly, the first paragraph, she was 2 hours late to the appointment and she couldn't make it because she was too hungover. You're a mess or going through something. And then you still couldn't offer. If it was me, I would have hounded her phone until she picked up and been like, can I send it? What's your card number? All that.
Right.
Yeah, if this was my situation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then I would have maybe given it a week and then I'd be like, you're out of the wedding. But you're still invited, Avi. Then that would have been it.
I can't believe she just disappeared.
Well, here's the thing. There is a world in which Miss M, whatever she's calling herself, could be maybe she's a bridezilla. She does have 8 bridesmaids and is doing a custom color dress.
That is
already
a lot.
Gives me a little bit of anxiety. Mm-hmm. Are you very demanding? And like, you also are you somebody who recognizes that like your wedding day is not important for anybody else? Like, it's the most important day for you, but not necessarily these 8 bridesmaids. Mm-hmm. Maybe this person is a little too. Maybe she's over it. And maybe this is her really immature way of sending a message that she's like over it, and maybe you've been a little aggressive as a bride. I'm not condoning the behavior. Mm-hmm. But
she's always a good devil's advocate, by the way. Becca.
I mean, I see this too, right?
I don't know.
Both sides,
this
for
person
sure.
writing could be a monster. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah. I mean, she's talking it's from true. Her one side. This girl could just be like, fuck this.
Girl could be like, this dress
like
is $6,000.
I told her you don't have money for this.
You're
in the same class in college once.
I met her once.
I hope that's
what
the
are you
case.
Pointing
no,
at?
I want to just make a point, and the point is, I'm pointing to the point, is that she sounds cool. She's
does
like,
she?
I was just
Listen,
like,
I'm sure
I
cool.
still want you in the wedding. Just pick a dress that's kind of the same color. Like, that's
well,
pretty
it's,
cool.
Here's the thing. It's like your friend is, if she is cool, your friend is showing her true color. She can't buy a $50 wedding dress. She can't show up to your bachelorette party in the city that you live in. Mm-hmm. So like.
Maybe that's not your friend.
Maybe yeah, she doesn't want to.
Like
it sounds
friend.
Like she doesn't want to be your friend.
Yeah.
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 Or maybe she's going through something like crazy and right. she better have a really good excuse.
Right.
And then all's fine.
Right.
But, yeah.
but also it's upsetting. One time I was invited to a destination wedding. It was very, very far away. Mm-hmm. And I didn't go because I couldn't take the time off. It was, like, so expensive to get there. And that person, like, our friendship has never been the same. Like, they've never forgiven me for not going to the wedding. So
but you weren't in it, were you?
I wasn't in it. I was just
well, what the hell?
I don't know. Anyway.
People get excited.
Like,
about their
yeah.
weddings.
Sorry, I got to pay my bills.
Yeah.
Angel.
Can you pay my bills?
Nothing to
angel.
Sweetest little angel of
okay,
mine.
Okay, next one is shorter. You're welcome.
Okay, our next question is from Steph. Steph says, my husband and I have been married for about a year. Things are great and we're really attracted to one another. However, we're on totally different sex schedules. He's more of a night banger. LOL.
I love a night banger. I love that. I put the question just for so we could hear Jack say night banger.
And I'm more of a morning/midday/random banger. LOL. I love the LOLs. He always wants to get down and dirty after I apply my face mask and I am in sleep mode and I am just not into it.
Worst.
And then during the day when I randomly want to get some, he's not down for it. How can we get on the same sex schedule, and has this ever been the case for any of you guys?
There's one more line.
Yeah. Jesus, Kelty. P.S. Kelty, I found a nipple hair the size of my pinky last night and I thought of you.
Oh. I grow really really long nipple hairs.
No, like, just one. She has one single nipple hair.
Recurring nipple hair.
It just grows out at one black, like, pube nipple hair.
I wonder if they have, like, a hole there that, like, that's what it's growing out of.
No, it's just growing out of the areola. Just
nice. Do you pluck it?
I was going to grow.
She
plucks
it.
Here's the truth.
That
can I tell the world?
Hurt.
Yes, it does.
I was going to grow it out and, like, bring it to the table on our TV show.
Yeah,
because I thought it was such a visual element.
She was going to try to get the Guinness World Record for nipple hair.
The network did not approve. They didn't bite.
I was trying to get the I was trying to win the Guinness World for the longest nipple hair ever. And my husband, who I do the craziest shit, he sat me down. He's like, Kelty, I love you. You can do whatever you want. But I think this is a bad mistake for your career.
Why? I love that.
Well, because she's a television host.
Yeah. I mean, I do work on, like, a
for,
kind
like,
of
a
fancy
conservative
show.
So
he was like, this is a bad idea. You can't host the Thanksgiving Day Parade and also be the girl that plucked your nipple hair on national television.
True.
I was like,
to measure it.
I mean, why can't all women be all things?
Get a girl that can do both.
Get a girl that can do both. Anyway, we're not doing it. The network wouldn't even let us.
Wow.
But, so
I would like to see it.
But
anyway.
Did you pull it out yet?
I pulled it out. Remember?
I think
I was
show
like,
it
as soon as
oh, she did.
I left it on the kitchen table.
That's
anyway,
nasty.
It's long, huh?
It
was like a couple. It was like 2 inches.
Yeah, like we all did.
But the longest one wasn't it like 6 inches?
Six inches.
Which also is like
6 inches. Does it get caught on your bra?
Wasn't it from a guy?
No, that was like the world record. That was trying to be. It was 6 inches.
Was it a man, though?
It was a man, yeah.
Which also, that's not fair, because men have a bunch of chest hair.
Yeah, that's not fair.
It's not really fair.
Anyway. They should have, like, maybe gender.
Yeah, it needs to,
Let's do it.
I believe in you, Kelty.
I love that. That's impressive.
Thank you. Okay, next question.
Oh, we didn't answer her question. The bang schedule.
Sorry, bang schedule. This is a major problem for me in my relationship.
Yeah.
Because I think my husband's a night banger, and I'm definitely a morning banger. Do not let me brush my teeth, put a Crest White strip on, and a face mask.
I know.
Mask,
when you're ready
lotion,
for bed, you're ready
for
bed.
And I have to have sex, and I have to get back in the shower because you want it to go for so long with all the lubes and toys and, like, IUDs and whatever.
And IUDs?
What's an IUD?
It's an IUD, a birth control that you put up your
not the
cervix.
IUDs. What do I get? The UTIs? It's just like, but I don't have a shower after. I'm going to get a UTI, so I got to shower. It's my second shower.
No, don't you have to pee so you don't get a UTI?
And then lotion again.
Ugh. You have to go through the whole thing.
Yeah. It's a rigmarole.
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like maybe just go back to what you used to do, right? Because, like, if you started banging a lot, night, morning, midday, whatever,
maybe,
like, just go back to, like, maybe just, like, fix yourself. Like,
once a week, he
can
gets
do it.
You can do it.
Or compromise.
Compromise.
Right?
One night banger.
Also, maybe like.
Sunday will night bang.
But also, like,
midday
bang.
I don't know. A night. I think it needs to be a weekend night.
That's that's what I'm saying. Also, not too late night banger.
Not too late.
Night bang is like a 7 p.m. Be like,
I need a senior special.
I'm taking my makeup off right now. Are we banging or are we not?
Yes.
So I don't have to wash my face again and do a shower.
And now all the hair, all the makeup is ready. Like, not right before I'm about to go out and I look cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not undressing.
Communication
is key.
Yes.
Okay,
we solved
that. Like, to my
also,
night banging.
But thank you for
night
bringing night
banging. Night banging is so marital that there is no mess to clean up. I really just have to pee after. Like, that's it. No one's messing up my face serums. Like, we're not kissing. I went to get a facial the other day, and I, like, got, like, I have some, like, red irritation here on my chin, and my facialist is, like, this hilarious, like, older Israeli woman. She's amazing. And she's like, you're getting irritated because your husband is probably, does he have a beard? And I'm like, yeah, he has, like, a little bit of facial hair. She's like, oh, he's definitely. That's definitely what it is. I was like, Sonia, I have not made out with my husband in a year and a half. Like, who's having a proper makeout session?
You should be, though, now.
No.
Oh, wait, you're not married yet, right?
No, not
get
yet.
Get ready.
Oh, get ready.
Oh, no, I won't be ever like that.
No. You love a makeout?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, I hate a makeout.
Well, you guys have been together for a long time?
2.5 years. Which is probably not a lot.
Yeah.
But
you would know already.
You would know already if you were going to teeter.
Oh my God. I can't handle it.
Really?
You Gigi.
I mean,
you're Gigi.
A makeout?
I love a makeout.
I love a makeout.
Unless you're a stranger, I don't want to make out with you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to make out anymore either.
Like, maybe in like 5-10 years.
I feel like maybe you get married and then
figure it out. If I get really drunk on tequila, I want to make out. But other than that.
Well, yeah, I guess when I'm drunk, I will make out.
Yeah. Maybe that's.
Maybe I just need to be drinking more.
That's our advice to her. Number two.
Yeah. Drink more.
Yeah.
Drink
more.
That's good advice. I feel like she'd be into a night bang if she was drunk.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
A little drunk night bang. Okay.
Drink a bottle of wine. That used to be our answer to all the questions.
Sure.
Maybe drink a bottle of wine and figure out.
This sounds like a red wine problem.
write the email after the bottle.
Red wine.
I love that.
A cab.
Okay, last question.
A cab would be good for that. Okay, our last question is from Nicole. She said, this past weekend, my boyfriend broke up with me completely out of the blue. Aww. Sorry, girl. We had been dating for a year and everything was going great. A week before the breakup, he took me home to Michigan to meet his family and it all went great. I met them all and got along fine. When we got back, it was like he was suddenly a completely different person. When I finally prompted him on Sunday, he said he felt like I was pressuring him to get to a point in our relationship that we weren't at and that he couldn't see himself loving me more than he did right now. I'm wondering what the fuck happened because it clearly happened when we were at home in Michigan.
Two things. He got spooked or his parents didn't like you.
Yeah. Totally. Oh, that sucks.
It sucks when you think it went like great and then monumental like that. Yeah, maybe it didn't go that great. Oh.
But still stick up for her. If it didn't. I feel like I love this girl.
I know, but he's clearly not
into it.
In it. Not into
well, maybe
it.
He brought her home. Yeah, I mean, it might have been one of those. He brought her home, brought her around his family.
And
she
they were
might
like,
have
we
thought
love
it was
her.
Great.
When she's coming over again, and he was like, spook.
Yeah, like, wow.
Yeah, they could have loved her.
And he probably was like, on the go.
Yeah, or like, maybe I didn't see myself marrying her or something like that.
And it is a little surreal. Like, the first time that you bring your boyfriend or girlfriend home, and like, you're sitting there with your family and this person that you love a lot, and like, it can kind of, it's a little trippy.
Yeah.
Right?
It
so maybe
you.
He got spooked.
Maybe just back away. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. I'm
that
sorry.
That does suck.
That does
like heartbreak.
Suck.
That's a real
that's
gross.
Like Ben and Jerry's and like a good like,
bottle
notebook.
Of wine.
But if he does
bottle
come
wine,
back.
That's a
bottle. Bottle of wine.
But if he doesn't come back, it's good because you don't want somebody that spooks that easily because life gets really hard.
Yep. Well, and it's one of those things if you get back together, like I have a friend like this that's been in a situation that when everything or when something gets very serious, the guy gets spooked.
Yep.
And then they've broken up and they've gotten back together and then he gets spooked again and then they get back together. And it's like you're going to constantly be on eggshells thinking that somebody's going to leave
you. None of that. Nobody needs a weak duck in their life.
No,
a weak duck.
You need a strong warrior.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No one needs a weak duck.
Nobody needs a weak duck.
God, it's probably going to be
inflate and deflate.
Ooh.
Whenever I take a bath, bitch, you're always going to be inflated. Whenever I need you.
I
right?
love that.
Just like I will be.
Boom. I feel like you've really helped the Lady Gang Dictionary in so many ways.
Oh my God.
What do we got now? Gag?
Gag.
Weak duck?
Weak duck.
Wait, what else did you say?
We got a GG.
We got a GG. In general.
There was something else.
And then the night sex.
Oh, night banger.
Night banger. I think that was what? Miss M, Miss M?
Miss M, Miss M, Miss M.
That was Steph.
Homegirl Steph.
Night banger.
Okay, it's the end of the show. Although you're such a delight, we could actually keep you here for another hour.
It's true.
Should we break open a cab?
Let's do
it.
I feel like it'd be more fun that way.
I know.
We need
a drunk episode.
We used to get so drunk.
We couldn't even
contain it. Like. It would turn into a disaster.
Right, like the audio would be all morphed.
Well, and then we also went through the string of like having all these pregnant women as guests, but they weren't
talking about being
pregnant. So we thought we were offending people by offering them wine at like 11 a.m. Sometimes it was.
Oh my God, stop.
And they'd
Kathy
be like,
Lee
no,
that's
that
my dream.
You guys were them.
Yeah.
That is
and
my
all
dream.
These girls would be like, no thanks.
You're
but
weird.
They were being weird because they were newly pregnant and not wanting to talk about it.
Right.
We thought we were being judged. So we were like, maybe
we're
we
like,
should
we
be drinking.
We're like, we're all drinking.
Yeah.
Like, do it.
Yeah.
It was insane.
That's
we might
really
have
funny.
To bring it back. Maybe we'll do a drunk episode with you.
Oh my God.
We've been wanting to.
Maybe instead of the gorgeous or Gigi Gross game, we could do like a shot. It's like a drinking game. That'd be fun, no?
Let's do it.
Whoever ends up like super hammered.
Your publicist is
like,
rolling
no.
on the floor.
She's like, this is my
maybe
nightmare.
Just off camera.
She's
we
like,
should go to dinner or something.
Let's go to dinner. Thank you for coming. Next question.
Let's go to dinner, but only if you do my under eyes.
Oh my God.
I'm down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's
I have this really, really gorge like makeup set up in my room. So once you're ready in front of that makeup, you're just ready for
you're
the
ready
world.
To go.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right?
I love it.
I mean, your makeup is flawless.
I'm sure you get your makeup done like that all the time.
No, I got my this is my how I got my makeup.
But it's been like 17 hours.
We could have done like 5 a.m.
No matter what happens, I mean, I'm not going to harp on it, but no matter what happens, I can't get the under eye right. any makeup artist.
Maybe just the three concealers I tried. Yeah, they're maybe a little bit heavier than you guys are used to, but no, they really work.
Well, that's what I mean.
I like full coverage.
Something is missing out. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for being here. Follow Gigi on Instagram and subscribe. Not that you need any more subscribers on YouTube. I think have all the subscribers that are available. Anyone that's on YouTube.
Subscribers.
Is there anyone that has more than you? No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Totally.
Well, Smosh or whatever that is.
I love. Yeah, PewDiePie. Amazing.
Doesn't he have the most?
The beauty community has totally blown up.
And then there's this Indian YouTube channel now that has is almost.
Superwoman?
No, it's just a.
An actual channel?
Television channel, whatever, has a YouTube, and PewDiePie is scared that they're going to get more followers.
We got to look into that. PewDiePie is number one forever. Yeah. And he's the nicest guy, too, actually.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, you're killing it. Congratulations on all your success. And good for you for using your
platform
for good. So
Thank
where
you.
Can people get the information on how to purchase the cosmetics and support?
So Crush XO, they are a new brand. So if you just search my name or Crush XO or Crush Cancer XO, it'll give you to the website.
Okay,
and their website is super beautiful, too. You'll be on it forever. Yeah. All the tabs and the colors and the photographs are never before seen. So it's a really
so
beautiful
exciting.
Website. Yeah.
Congratulations, lady. Oh, my God. So Yay. Happy for you. And you're so lovely, which I love. It's when nice people and fun people, and you came to play. So
came to play.
And
for
you're
sure.
fun.
Yes. Yes. Gigi. We get a Gigi for Gigi, and we will
see you next Tuesday.
I said I was going to throw it in one of these times. Sorry,
you did it.
3, 2.
See you next Tuesday.
Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.